B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here we go. Former MVP Cam Newton is officially off the free agent market after reaching an agreement with the Patriots on a one-year incentive-laden deal last night.
Okay, Cam. Okay, Cam. I see you. I see you. Willing to go to New England, succeed, to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. I like it. I like it.
Yeah! All right, Cam Newton in New England. Cam Newton's employed again. He's got a J-O-B.
What's that voice I hear? What's that voice I hear?
Vacation canceled. I'm back.
Look at that.
At least for the day.
Wow, we got something real to talk about. Beatles says, pump the brakes on that vacay, okay? I'm coming in. Because that's what winners do.
It's a little easier when you know, walk into the other room and you're on. It is a little easier. Not that I live far from the station, but still.
Yeah, that's right, because I forgot you were almost 3 hours away from the station. Yeah, but
and with no traffic right now, it's about 3 minutes. But either way, baby, I would have been here. Cam Newton. I love this, though. I love it. Absolutely love it. Maybe it isn't because Cam Newton is going to be an all-pro, okay? I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But I just love the transaction. I love the move. I love that Bill Belichick is refusing to settle and refusing to maybe take a step back, at least in theory, in terms of his desire. He wants to have a talented quarterback. He wants to have someone who has something to prove. I mean, this is a guy who is 0-8 in his last 8 starts. He was benched for Kyle Allen at one point. I mean, this guy has everything to prove. He's been doing it on his Instagram with his workouts this offseason. Yeah. And Bill was probably interested all offseason and waited for the price to come down. But Bill wants this guy. The Patriots wanted this guy. They wanted him here. He's got something to prove. Bill's sitting back watching Tom Brady last week break all these NFLPA memos about staying home and not working out. And Brady's out there working his ass off in Tampa Bay. I think the Patriots wanted a guy with some similar sort of drive and passion and with something to prove. And that's what Cam Newton represents right now.
Now, the contract dictates that. The contract dictates that. I'm just glad it's not Andy Dalton. And we've been talking about this from day one when both these guys were supposed to be coming available and you knew that Brady was going to Tampa, that this was really the only name that we would tolerate coming in here. This is the only name that I would get, I don't want to say excited for, but I'd say, okay, I understand now why. But at least he's got 124 starts more than the other two in the quarterback room combined. The guy's done it before, so he's not going to whiz down his leg to the point where, okay, the game's too big for me. The lights are too big for me. There's experience there. And as you said, it's the reclamation project. The contract dictates that. It's low risk versus high reward. And what's more Patriot than that, right? Getting somebody. And we've seen it over the years with guys going back to the Randy Mosses, go down a list of guys that they brought in here at the end that you tried to find that, boy, is there fire under them. And it's interesting because the guy's a beast. The guy is a physical beast. There's nobody that's played a position like him. And I'm not saying it's going to be right here because he's broken down. That's the reason he's available. There's a reason that he didn't start the final 2 games 2 years ago and he was out 14 games the past years because he had a 49. He was hurt. This guy was hurt. And that's one thing that we didn't know that we talked about when his name came up at the start of all of this. What's the health status? You know, even when who's the guy that owns a team down there? Tepper? John Tepper?
David Tepper.
It's my bad. When he was asked about Cam Newton, I don't know. What's his health? Like, they didn't know then. You know, the new coach didn't know. They didn't know how healthy this guy can be. And just look at him in that workouts there. I mean, he looks thinner. He looks like he's more chiseled bone structure-wise in the face. He doesn't have that pudgy face. And it tells you, it looks like he's doing something. And if he's pissed off, that's a good thing. And if he thinks people are holding him down and he's not getting chances because everybody thinks he's done, he's broken, he's all washed up, that's a good thing for the New England Patriots because it's low risk right now.
Yeah, I mean, people think he's a has-been. They think he's done. And that's not an unfair thing to say, by the
way. He's 31. Yeah, he's 31. And your quarterback just left at 42. You know, 11 years younger.
Yeah, but there's a huge difference in how those guys have played the game. I mean, Cam Newton suffered all those injuries because of the way he plays.
Absolutely.
I mean, that guy's taken a beating. It's not because he lacked toughness. We can say that about Cam Newton. He's always been willing to get hit. He's always put himself in dangerous
positions as a quarterback. Yeah. See, what's Carolina's that? Done that. Carolina has put him in those positions, too. So they could have helped protect him more. You know, you get a guy like Christian McCaffrey, you could have made it a more run-oriented offense. You could have done more things to lessen Cam's legs and the amount of hits he took to the head. The problem with him was he's so upright. Like, when he runs, it's not like, I'm going to run and put your shoulder down. So they're teeing off on his upper body, his head, and he took so many shots to the head down inside the 10. But the one thing that stands out to me is Belichick, and I know he respects North Turner. You know, some of the articles and stuff where Bill reached out and talked to North Turner, or North Turner talked to him early in the offseason about the potential of Cam coming here, and he thought he'd be a really good fit for him here, and Josh and what Josh wants to do. This is a big one. This is a big one for for Josh too, more so than Cam. You know, boy, if Josh could do something with him, gives you something different than just Brady, right?
Yeah, no, it certainly could look different. As far as Cam's injuries go, last year dealing with the Liz Frank injury, that would scare a lot of teams away, and understandably so, right? Those can become sort of chronic injuries, can't they? Can't that be something that we've seen guys have Liz Frank surgery before, and they come back, and the same thing happens again.
Yeah, you end up getting that drop foot. That's tough. It's something to watch, I tell you that. And here's another thing. You know, and we're going to talk a lot about Cam today. You know, when Josh sits down or Mick Lombardi and those guys, and they look at it on film, what can we do to help speed things up for him from a footwork perspective, a hip, you know, your core, and ball placement and everything? Because he's got a wind up. You know what I mean? And Cam's a guy, and I've called games against him before. He loves to wait for the blitz, and he likes to see guys come open. You know, a lot of quarterbacks in this league like to see the guy come open first, and then their arm strength is so powerful that they just gun it in there. They're going to have to get him to throw with anticipation. You know, where you believe you think you see it, you're not sure, but let's hit that fifth step, and boom, let's get the ball out. Trust our guys to get there. And he's going to be dealing with different type of receivers here than he has over the years. He's always had those big, strong type guys. You know, 6'3", 6'4", Funchess, you know, the speed guys and Ginn Jr. There's a
couple.
Do you
think he's had great offenses there and great talent around him?
He's had a great tight end in Greg Olsen. He finally had a great back. And I'll tell you what, they've had some good backs. Let me correct myself. Because I said, well, it's just McCaffrey. No, they've had some good backs prior to it. And Steve Smith on the outside. Yeah. It has decent line.
Smith is the one that stands out to me, and obviously most recently Christian McCaffrey is a beast.
Smith, Ginn Jr., Funchess, but Cam's been hurt another the last tall 2 years. One he's had too. Yeah, true. And he never really got to play with that group in totality. So that's something else to think about.
But on the whole, this move for the Patriots, why is he here? Why do you think he's here? So I think that a big part of this is that they don't believe Stidham is ready. I said that all offseason. I said if this Cam Newton move comes to fruition, that's a bad sign for Jarrett Stidham, and I believe that. They don't think the kid's ready. They don't think he can do it. They want to create this competition with Cam Newton because they want Cam Newton to succeed. I don't think the Patriots brought Cam Newton here just as a tryout. They want Cam Newton to be their starting quarterback. That's why they did this. And if he's healthy and he is healed from the Liz Frank injury and there are no leftover effects from the shoulder issue, he's going to squash those other two like a bug. That's what he's going to do, and he's going to be your starting quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2020. There's no doubt in my mind.
Based on his background and all the attributes that he brings to the table, that should be the case if everything's a go. Now, I disagree with the point you think that they want him to be the starting quarterback. If they wanted him and they liked him to be a starter, they would have had this thing done a while ago. You know what I mean? If they targeted him, circled him, and said, okay, that's the guy we want. Let's get the deal done. I think, and it's part of what I said at the end of last week, too. With this whole coronavirus thing, we don't know how this thing's going. And you look at a quarterback grouping, maybe this is the year where teams are not going to travel or keep two guys and just travel only two. You might want three in your room, and you might dress three quarterbacks out, and that might be the case. And I don't look at Stidham going to Texas, and I know the timing is and the optics of it all are like, oh, well, he leaves and they sign Cam Newton. You know, obviously, you had this thing planned. You go to Texas. He's here all offseason working out. I still think if everything's right and Stidham doesn't drop the egg and break it, I still think Stidham's the guy week one, and it's going to take Cam a while to learn this offense. And if things fall apart,
you think that Stidham is going to beat out Cam for the job for week one?
If it's wide open, yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't think there's any shot. I don't think there's any way that happens. That would mean that, and by the way, I don't know how well this works if Cam Newton's the backup.
Boy, that would say something about your team that you like, that they were totally content going with the guys they had, because there's no guarantee Cam was going to sign here at the end of June.
Why can't Bill get credit for reading the market well? Why can't Bill Belichick get credit for knowing that there wasn't a big market for Cam Newton and that the price would come down and that if there was mutual interest that he was going to get a call back at some point from Cam before he signed somewhere?
Well, maybe I think the gamble would have been too great. If you're thinking right now, if their thinking is Cam Newton comes in, if he's healthy, he is absolutely, without question, 100% going to be the starting quarterback for this team, then that's a pretty big gamble to take. Say, well, it's either going to be that or these two. I mean, that if you believe that they're bringing him in here to be the starter, and the only question there is health, it's not so much about the market as it is, I don't know, maybe getting some indication that he was healthy enough and going to be ready to play. Because
that to me is the thing that will derail it, is the health. If he's not healthy,
right,
and he has issues, he may not even be here. He may not even be on the team, but I think that the motivation is you get him because you want to make him your starting quarterback.
Right.
And you give him a contract that gives him incentives to more than $7 million, which is way more than any other quarterback could make on this team this year, because you want him to hit those incentives. You want to motivate him to go out and hit some of those incentives and go out and earn some of that money because you want him here to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I just reading the market only takes it so far, and they did. I mean, they did very well, it seems, on this deal. But to bring him in at this point and to presumably have him not only compete but be the presumptive starter doesn't seem like they've got a take it or leave it attitude with him. And that's why I say reading the market, you only get so much credit for it if you really wanted him that badly.
617-779-0985. What does this say about Jarrett Stidham? More on that and your calls coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand the day after Cam Newton signs in New England.
Tell you what, it's a name. It's a name, baby. It's the biggest name we've heard. That is a name. We got something to talk about now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
31 last month, usually a time when quarterbacks are entering the primes of their career. But I do think in typical Patriots fashion, they'll have what they call a quarterback competition. But to me, if Cam Newton picks up this offense quickly, and it's going to be challenging because he's stepping in late in the game, hasn't worked with this verbiage, doesn't know this offense just yet, there will be a lot to learn. But if he can do that, there's no reason that he shouldn't win the starting job over Jarrett Stidham.
We're going back to Texas just for a couple weeks. We're going to go see some family before season and kind of just, I'm in a wedding too, so got to go back for that. But yeah, no vacation, just going back to Texas.
Perfect clip right there. Perfect. If Cam Newton picks up the offense quickly, he's the guy. Meanwhile, we're Stidhamized down at a wedding in Texas for the next few weeks.
He's ironing his tux up in the hotel room.
Where do you think?
How's the wedding, Arnie? Do you think they think it was open bar? Like when Hulk asked Troop? I think it was a. How was the reception?
Here's a question.
Did you have a good time?
Anyone see Cam Newton at the Hertz counter yet? Keep an eye out for that. I'm sure Cam Newton will be arriving today.
I just retweeted a video that's out there of him working out at his home gym with his shirt off. He's like, they gave up on me. They gave up on me. And he looks pissed. I'm like, okay. It's like something out of Rocky. And he's going to fight Drago. This guy's freaking huge. Like I said, I'm a big dude. I'm an older big dude who is more, I don't want to say disproportionate. My weight has shifted to other areas of my body. Cam is, he's built like a V. He looks like a super, he looks like a superhero. Oh, man, he's big. Like, and standing next to him, I know that he's like listed 6'6", like 240. Bull crap. He's 270. 270
remember,
pounds of muscle and still. And
remember
Zoe talking to you guys in pregame. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I was,
I remember Zoe telling me like years ago, like, dude, you gotta get down on the sideline. You gotta stand next to Cam Newton. You're gonna get close.
It's
unbelievable. And I've done it, I think, twice now. One was a regular season game. One was a preseason game.
Oh, that's right. Preseason. That's right.
Oh, no. It was a regular season game. It was a preseason game down there, I think. I don't remember.
No, it was we did preseason down there. Oh, no. It was the home game when they got slaughtered.
The Fozzie Whitaker game.
Gilmore got toasted. Yeah.
Right? And I remember going down and being like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, this guy's a monster. He looks like a freaking linebacker. You look at him, and you're like, if he wasn't wearing the number one, if you put a 55 on that guy, he'd pass. You'd be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a defensive end.
It's like Willie McGinnis playing. easy terminology here for people. It's Willie McGinnis playing quarterback, okay? You know how big Willie was and is and still looks like he can play. I hope he's got something to tank. We'll see.
He's motivated. He's got to learn that offense. Don't you worry. I got faith in you, Cam.
Well, it's different.
I got faith that you can beat out Jarrett Stidham for week one.
Well, it's drastically different. If he was under, what's his name? I just talked about, North Turner. It's a 3-3 number system, you know, split right, scat right, 868. You tag the next. The other one's the Ron Erhard one that Brady has run for all these years, which is completely different terminology. And, hey, your quarterback, all it is plays are plays. They're the same. You just got to memorize it. You got to put the work in mentally, and I'm sure he will.
Do you guys think Stidham caught a flight home last night? You think he went on, one of those, whatever, travelocity.
Spirit's running, right?
Where's the next flight home? I need the next flight. Honey, I know we've got that wedding to go to, but I need to catch flight back to Boston because I got a problem here. Do you think that was his reaction? Or do you think it was, I'm off for a few weeks.
It's
weddings. Hey, gonna see some family. It's not a vacation, Zoe.
No,
it's not a vacation. It's just a wedding and hanging out with family.
I would say that the standard peacocking that maybe you've had, and when I say peacocking, you know, chest out, feathers spread, like peacock, right, for the last 4 months, because basically everybody has christened him the guy. And now all of a sudden, maybe you just pull the feathers in. Maybe the peacock is, like, say, go a little night-night now in the little peacock house over there. And I always remember this as a quarterback. You know the names. You know the league. And when they bring someone in, you know right away if this guy's coming in to take your job, to compete for a job, or just coming in as a camp arm. This guy ain't coming in for a camp arm. So it should scare him. It should give him a kick in the ass. So Stidham was a league MVP, 4 years ago? That's that quick? 3-4 years ago?
5 years ago. I think it was five years ago now.
Okay, sorry. But recently in the Super Bowl, and we'll get to all that stuff with Cam too, and you know how that game may have affected him and how they viewed him and how things went sort of south after that. But yeah, I keep going back to, you know, just watching him play in person. He improvised a lot. He did. You know, and it's going to be – now, like I said, that's what Carolina allowed him to do, too. I mean, when you have a gifted talent like that, you know, take the lazy five-step drop, okay? If you see it there, you know, throw it on that first window. If not, you want to see him get open, plant that back foot because you're big and strong enough to throw off that back foot and just fire one in their sidearm. See, when he would throw off that back foot, everything would fall a whole foot for him. And everything would just turn into sidearm instead of the over-the-top stuff that he could just gun. Like, he could throw the deep ball. He could throw the dig. He's really good at throwing those crossers, the deep crossing routes. So Josh is going to have to curtail the offense, or when he's in, the offense to call the plays that helps benefit him. And they're going to have to pound. They're going to have to pound all the little things in them. And I'm talking mechanics. They're going to have to get them mechanically sound. Yeah, that's like when he works with Tom House. Sorry, but you know Tom House comes back twice a year quietly to work with Tom. Just say, here, you're starting to drop this. You're starting to drop that. They got to get him with a throwing coach quickly and early.
617-779-0985. Steve's in Fall River. Steve, go ahead.
Hello, guys. There is no downside here. I don't think you can try to get so hot and fast. Well, were they playing the market? What does it say about Stidham? You know what Bill Belichick says. If the transaction helps the team, it's a good transaction. This transaction helps the team. I fully expect that he will win the job. So I don't care what that's my opinion. And now you have the best quarterback in the division instead of having the third or fourth best quarterback. Because guess what? With Jared Stidham, you were third or fourth. And if you're a season ticket holder, which I used to be, this is fantastic news. You want to see a show. Who the hell wants to see rebuilding? You guys are happy, right? You got something
thrilled.
To talk about. Somebody's giving me a vacation.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Yes.
Patriots, as far as Patriots Inc. and the show up there in Foxborough, you can't get it better. And oh, it's $7.5 million for 1 year. Hello. I mean,
hey Steve, that's if everything goes perfect.
That's it. That's perfect. If everything's perfect.
That's if he hits 100%.
There's no downside. Here's the downside. He's got garbage in the rest of the offense. He tries to improvise too much. He gets hurt. He gets hit. He tries to run too much. He may not understand the complicated offense. His receivers are garbage. They're the worst in the league, by the way. Running back, tight end, and receivers, 32. They're looking to get to 32. They're bad. Horribly bad.
Okay,
problem
Steve.
For him. And guess what? It was going to be a problem for Jared Stidham.
But you're better off with Cam Newton than you are Jared Stidham in this situation.
Real quick, as you're talking about, you know, who's this make better fans are excited. Guess who else is excited? Probably Julian Edelman, right? How about Nikhil
Absolutely.
Harry? How about Mohamed Sanu?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to all that. Like, all right, we're bringing in somebody that's played. Let's go. Let's
Jordan's
go.
In Norton today. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for letting me on.
What's up? You fired up?
I'm fired up. It's great. I guess, though, you hit the nail on the head. Like, the name recognition, like, the 2 points I have is, one, the name recognition. I mean, Hoyer, nice guy, his body of work, kind of trash. Stidham, doesn't really have a whole body of work. Cam Newton, yeah, I know he's had his faults and he's been injured, but there's a proven track record. He is good. He has shown that MVP caliber status. I think that's huge right off the rip. And then, secondly, I mean, no one can replace the GOAT, but I don't know. It's exciting.
See, I mean, you say Carolina Panther football, and I think Cam Newton. Like, that guy was a fixture down there. That's a franchise player that you built everything around, and that was never going to change. Well, he's out of there, too. Tom Brady's out of here. So there is change, and it is time to change. And you need to grasp change. Whichever of those guys, it seems like Brady's excited about change. He's busting his ass. Cam feels disrespected. He's excited for change. He's starting to work out hard, or has been working out hard. And now it's up to them to how they
You know who I'd like to
craft.
Hear from today, though, too?
Who?
Where are the fans that hate it? That don't like it, that for months told us and even responded to us, though, with their calls when we talked about this in...
Hey, I was told there was no interest. This is not going to happen.
I'm losing track of the months now. I want to say it was probably the first Jeff Howe report saying they didn't have interest was the end of March. There was a follow-up in April. So we talked about it in both March and April. We talked about this. And there were so many people that were so down on the idea and so against. I'd like to hear from you all again today, by the way. And I'm not doing that to be a prick. I'm saying.
Yeah, you are.
I do want to hear the people that are against it and why.
Last time we talked about this guy, meaning Cam Newton, was when he worked out with Tyrod Taylor.
Maybe
on the West
I am
Coast.
Doing it to be a prick. You might be right about that.
You're totally,
but where are you today? Where's the consistency there?
Yeah.
Where is that? I've been on this Cam Newton thing for a long time. I remember getting into a fight with Andy Hart like 2 years ago on TV because I said, oh, I'd take Cam Newton once Brady left. And that was 2 years ago before he was hurt. And even then, I got trashed on for that, for saying that I would be open to the idea of Cam Newton playing here. So I'm just curious where all the people that called us in March and April that hated the idea, are you still out there and do you still hate it? You have the right to change your mind. Maybe you've changed your mind. But I wonder if that segment of Patriots fans still exists. Go back and look at the tweets that Jeff Howe had in March and April. Look at the replies on those tweets. People are not feeling Cam Newton a month ago or 2 months ago.
There's so much to talk about with Cam on the field, off the field. We're going to get into everything on it.
I'm not even sure you were on board with the Cam thing.
I said I was not. I said I didn't want him.
Yeah.
I said I didn't want him. And then, you know, once
so how do you feel
started,
now?
We talked this out till we're blue in the face. Of all the guys that are available and all the guys that were left, and without making a trade for this guy and that guy, he's the top guy. He's the one single guy that you could say, okay, I understand why you went after him. And I do at this point.
How do you think Hoyer feels today?
Like dog poo? No, because, I mean, like you can't feel great about it. But I mean, hey, he understands. Hey, he's a journeyman starter slash backup, Brian. And he's made a hell of a career and a lot of money out of it. But when Bill, I'm not saying it's cold and it's calculating, to what Stephen Fall River said, Bill has that great ability to disassociate himself from having a mental or attachment to a certain player, emotionally, non-emotional. He'll do what he's got to do, and he will make the move he has to make. He just got, you know, Tom Brady's not here. All right. Cam Newton.
Hey, you just mentioned, what's up?
I'm sorry, you wanted detractors. I have one here in email form that was sent to me, you, and Zoe. So maybe we can do it afterwards.
Let's do that. But even the other thing, too, with Zoe, you had mentioned player reaction on the team.
Yes.
Guys on the team, what their reaction was. We've actually heard from at least one player on the team. We'll tell you about that reaction, and we'll get to that email as well.
Yeah.
We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nope. I don't need the ego. Guy doesn't even warm up. Covers his head with a towel. Dances the entire warm-up. Doesn't confine to the team. It's all about him. Doesn't jump on fumbles. I just think no, for a more important reason, is that you're getting him in a broken down state. I think football has beaten him down. I think it's made him have bad habits, the way he falls off the back foot, throws into coverage. He's just like a sitting duck now. People have been teeing off on him for 2 years.
So you don't believe he has the ability to change?
No, I don't. I think Cam's a certain type of player, and you know, when they're rolling, it's good and all that. Protect him up front. I don't think it will work here.
That is some dramatic production value right there from NBC Sports Boston.
Content.
Back in March. March 19th, I believe, was the date on that.
When he became available.
2 days post Brady, right?
Yeah, things were still very raw at that time.
It's awful.
Yeah. Everything at that point
I'd have said no to Jesus at that point.
What an awful week that was in the history of the world.
Say Jesus was coming in with the 12, his 12 disciples, yeah, minus the one. They put him on the other team.
The 19th. You know what happened 6 days later, Zoe?
What?
Devin McCourty praised Patriots second-year quarterback Jarrett Stidham.
Right.
Talked about his maturity, about his attitude. I'll just read you the quote quickly because we have some new sound we're going to play. He said, if you ask me to evaluate and pick a QB, your team's probably going to lose a lot of games. But I love how he's come in. He's eager to learn, great personality, great attitude. I would say he's one of the more mature guys. That was Devin McCourty talking about Jarrett Stidham. And I think, you know, when we played that audio back then, and he was calling him Stid and Stiddy and all that stuff. Remember that?
Yep.
Like, oh, you know, hey, Ms. Stidham's really won over the older veterans, and, you know, he really liked the guy. Well, here's what Devin and Jason McCourty had for a reaction last night upon learning that Cam Newton would be a part of the team.
I'm excited. I think Bill always says it. the goal to be a good team. I got no wine, but we won't focus on that.
Got a big pour tonight for you, though.
The goal for any good team is to have as many good players as possible. Cam Newton's a former MVP of this league, played in a Super Bowl, that caliber of a player. So I think the better players we have in our locker room, the better we're going to be able to go out there and perform as a team.
Yeah, man, I agree fully with you. I think when you add a guy like Cam Newton, it makes our quarterback room even better. We've already spoke about it before, the poise and the jump and the leap you expect for Stiddy to make. And I think it'll be interesting just to training camp and competing and all of that. That's how we all get better. So I would think adding him to our quarterback room would be Hoyer. You have veterans in there. You have young guys in there. I think it'll give us a really good chance to be good at that position. And like you just said, it's always great to have a bunch of good players, and we're just trying to add to that. So it'll be a fun year.
They're trying to hold back. Their reaction, the eyeball emojis from them last night, the eyeball emojis from Gilmore last night. This is definitely setting off a reaction in that locker room, a positive one.
The quarterback room kept being brought up there like twice, three times. They're not taking a shot at the quarterback room, saying it's weak, but they're saying, oh, this is going to help the quarterback room. And I think the way I think through terminology is that it's going to stabilize the quarterback room, that we think the quarterback room's okay. We're watching it. We kind of like it. But now this really helps bolster that quarterback room.
Yeah, right.
but again, like, he's got to come in and show it. I still believe in all those things I said in March, that he's not a lazy thrower. Guys with his talent, you know, Favre did the same stuff. It's throwing late. You think you can gun something into a hole that you could throw off the back foot. Jeff George was like this. Marino did it. You know, instead of maybe doing a full five-step drop, I'll shuffle. I'll cut it short because I see something else. You know, he improvises. You know, Cam is an improviser when he plays. Can he play to structure? Can you get to him to do other things? And it's hard to do when you've done it a certain way for 10 years and you've been a starter in the league, you've been an MVP in this league, for someone to tell you, this is not the way we do it, you got to do it this way. And how's that going to mesh? I think it's going to be this sucks if you're not going to be able to have fans at camp, because this is going to be a fun thing to watch, how, you know, these two or three guys are going to compete. I want to know how they're going to divvy up the reps. I started to talk about this a week ago. Like,
yeah,
you got to start getting your backups. I said, you got to start getting backups ready to play, because there's no given certainty that your starter's going to make it through all 16, 18, 20 games, however deep you need to go. And I'm not specifically talking about just the quarterbacks. This was everybody. And this could be another, hey, man, we need more bodies in here. You can't trust two rookie free agents to come in here and pick it up if our two guys can't go. Oh, crap, Cam Newton's available. Oh, and guess what price? And if he hits 100% of his bonuses, he still makes one-fourth what Ryan Tannehill's making this year.
Right.
Ryan Tannehill makes four times as much as this guy. So you tell me if it's a good signing or not. That's why I view it a good signing. You bring Cam Newton in, you give him $20 million, $25 million, and hand him the job, I would hate the signing.
Hardy, what's you bring the email him in say to compete. About the market and the signing and not liking the signing?
Guys, this is addressed to all of us. This is just a favor for Cam, just like how Bill gave Tebow a tryout. Oh. This line troubles me. They took the better of the two, in parentheses, Kaepernick.
Huh? I'm lost.
Why is there only two quarterbacks available?
Cam isn't smart.
This is a really, really good email.
Excellent email.
Was the knock on him. When he was at Florida. Yeah, remember, Tebow started over Cam. Cam also got kicked out of Florida for stealing a laptop. My question to you is, do they have John Gruden's X's and O's video on Newton? All the work that you have to do to get Newton into brain shape as well as mechanics, he won't be ready for game one, just like how we have brought in talented receivers but can't pick up the offense. That's from PJ.
This emailer seems really well informed. I mean, now he's probably getting more information than we've ever gotten or knows them.
It was a favor. Who's Bill doing a favor to on this one? Like the Tebow thing, I get it. You can make a case. That was a favor
to. Well, that's taking a flyer on a guy. Hey, there might be something there. Right?
All right. So
like, that's totally different. People, this is not a flyer.
No.
Why do people freak out when this starts? When the Cam sightings are started to be seen going in and out of TB12 Sports up here, because they are friendly.
Oh, they're those guys are buddies.
Buddies, yeah. Very good buddies, big Under Armour guys. And if Brady sees him taking care of himself, hey, I get you more pliable. Get you know what? And in a weird way, for Brady to go down there and succeed, and to have Cam come in, use his stuff, become more pliable, protect himself, be less hurt. Oh God, in a sick way, it helps boost Brady's brand here. Get ready to see
that could happen.
TB12.
That could happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Good.
We'll get some more calls. Also, Josh McDaniels and the Patriots offense with Cam Newton at quarterback.
Real quick here, too. Do you think, like, you know, as far as, you know, the way quarterbacks think, do you think Tom would really want to see Stidham explode and just pick it up right where he left off and, oh, they don't need Tom. They can want, or they had to go out and get Cam Newton to be good. Like, that's a whole other angle, too. You know, Tom would probably rather see Newton play. At least he's a veteran.
All right, we will expand on that today as well.
Go ahead.
The offense with Newton next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cam Newton couldn't be more different from Tom Brady in the way he plays the game. So what do we expect that offense to look like with Cam?
Yeah, you don't call many quarterback designed runs with Tom Brady under center unless it's those quarterback sneaks that he was so adept at running. So assuming good health and good system and culture fit for Cam Newton, it puts that running quarterback dynamic in play for the Patriots. And really, you can't talk about this, Greeny, without mentioning Josh McDaniels and sort of the breadth of this offense. It's 20 years that they've been running this offense, and they can really morph and tailor their attack to the strengths of their personnel. Go back to Jacoby Brissett, 2016. He had a 27-yard rushing touchdown. That puts that whole aspect into play for the Patriots now. Yeah.
Mike Reese talking about Cam Newton and the Patriots offense. What that Patriots offense will look like in 2020 remains to be seen. Patriots obviously no longer have Tom Brady at quarterback. So I think a lot of people think, well, can Cam run the offense that Tom Brady was running? Can Cam be the Patriots quarterback? And I think that answer is no. And I think the offense will have to change based on who is playing quarterback. And I assume that week one that's going to be Cam Newton. And so if that's the case, how do they change and how do they adapt? And I think we should also mention something that Zoe has talked about at length before, Zoe, and I want to just put this bug in your ear, the interest that Josh McDaniels had in Lamar Jackson when he was being drafted. Mm-hmm. And the interest that Josh McDaniels had in Tim Tebow when he was coming out of college. He drafted the guy in the first round and then brought him here to New England as well. Right. I think Josh McDaniels has also, he's just been enamored with the running mobile quarterbacks is something that he's had an interest in.
Well, I think if you go back to what it was talked about with this running back group, right? Who the hell was it? Former GM down in Miami. Had him with the Jets. Mike Tannenbaum. Said by far they're the top group in the league as far as the amount of backs they have, the different diversity that they have. And that's what's exciting as a quarterback coach, if you have a guy that can move off that. And what I would see this starting to morph in a little bit, if Cam was going to be playing and you're going to do some stuff that's specific to him, some of the Philly stuff, right? It's the in the gun, off the play fake, that RPO, and we see Cam be so effective off the deep play fake where he rides the guy down inside and then fires a slant in there or fires an in cut or fires a curl route. And then it could be, you know, off the play fake. If it's, you open up a whole different stratosphere of calls on third and three, third and two, third and one, off the play fake keeper around right end. You know, you could be pulling the backside guard. There's so many different things you can do with this type of guy in the gun, if that is the case that he's going to be the guy. You know, and you've got to get ready to go. I think you in essence really need two offenses really ready to go. So if it's Tinnaman Hoyer, they're running the same one. Cam's going to run about the same as that, but you're going to have.
You think it's exactly the same even with Stidham? Stidham can move a little bit.
Stidham can move a little bit, but I think it would be my saying here is you plan it where Stidham's one, Hoyer's 1A. You know what I mean?
And yeah,
Hoyer,
you fit. Didn't we talk last week about Stidham? Stidham's thing is that when he gets into trouble, he takes off.
Yeah.
I mean, we just talked about this topic a week ago.
See, I don't think that's a good thing, though, too. See, we talked about that when he took off. There's also really good plays where Tom Brady just threw the ball in the feet of people, and he just huddle up and go again. Instead of getting your clock clean, going back to the huddle, wondering, oh, my God, I can't hear out of my left ear. Did I just ever hear a play call? Is that a run or a pass? You know, I don't want my quarterbacks getting killed, nor should you. It's exciting to watch a guy run. Bottom line is Cam's a superstar. You're injecting a superstar into your locker room and into your culture and into your team. And it's up to other guys, and they gave. We talk about the veterans on this team and how good a group they are as far from a leadership standpoint, creating an internal culture, and the captains' meetings and them running the drills and all that. So now they got to take Cam, bring him in, and make him feel like, hey, you're part of this team. You've been part of this team. And that's up to guys like McCourty and them. Now Gilmore getting excited. Gilmore's quiet. Yeah, maybe he's got to be a little more vocal here this year. Same thing. James White has mentioned that. Hey, I need to be more of a leader, more vocal. So, yeah, I think this should excite guys like Julian. Julian should be pumped today.
To go back to the ability of the Patriots to change as a team and the willingness to change, the last time the Patriots had a shortened offseason was the lockout offseason of 2011. And Bill Belichick is on record saying that the reason why the Patriots went from a 3-4 to a 4-3 that year was not due to some, rethinking of his philosophies or changing his coaching style or, adapting maybe to what exactly the personnel was. No, it was about, listen, we've got some new blood in here. We've got guys that need to pick this thing up quickly, and we're gonna switch things up. We're gonna change the defense because we have less time to prepare for the season. That was a year in which they canceled mini camps. They had a truncated training camp that year. So sort of the same thing is happening this season. And I'm curious to see if Bill Belichick and also by extension Josh McDaniels have sort of that same approach here in 2020 with a shortened offseason where they say, hey, we've got to do what's best in terms of being the best team on the field come September. That may not be sticking to what it is that we normally do. You know, let's go back to the drawing board and how do we get people up to speed as fast as possible? And if they have, this grand idea of having Cam Newton be their starting quarterback, I think they're going to be really changing things and adapting to him more so than the other way around. Cam Newton coming in and trying to be Tom Brady and function within this Patriots offense that has evolved over two decades. I think they'll change and switch to him, which is what you're talking about. So maybe needing to have multiple versions of the offense ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's, maybe your running game too. I'm not going to say they're going to rotate guys, and here's the thing. Say Stidham ends up beating him out. Okay, say you have a fun camp, competitive camp, and Jared just is steady, and you're going to say, for the betterment of this team, and Bill meaning I'm going to do what's right for the football team, for the long-term interest of this football team, and for the betterment of the player in this team, Stidham's going to be the guy. Can Cam accept being number two? Can he keep his helmet off and stand there on the sidelines? That answer has to be yes, right? That's what you had to talk about here. You had to have that discussion with him. It's going to be a competition.
Jared Stidham is good enough to beat out a healthy Cam Newton. And by the way, this is how I feel. If Cam Newton's healthy,
you got something at Stidham then.
Right, okay? Exactly. Yeah. And you're letting Cam go anyway. That's how I feel. So if Cam Newton's healthy, I think he beats all these other guys out, no problem. He beats Stidham out, it's over. Cam Newton healthy is the starter. If Cam Newton is not healthy, he's gone. They're not going to waste time with a guy who's not completely healthy or they don't think will last the season. They're going to say goodbye.
I'm saying, what if he's healthy?
I feel like it's two extremes. He's either the starter and he's the guy, or he's gone. It's like one of the two for me. And so if he gets beaten out, then I think you could see a departure of Cam Newton as well, because if Stidham is that good and that ready and that prepared to go into the game and be the guy week one, then I think that's it. You're not going to see a change again.
So maybe you, maybe, Cam maybe, then you have, maybe they have like a Michael Bennett situation where, okay, we're gonna trade you. Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, and I don't know, man. See, I just think that this year could be so much freaking different than any other year because of numbers and the element of the unknown with this virus, right?
Yeah.
The more bodies you have, the better your team is. The more guys you have prepared and ready to play. You could – I didn't mean to bring – see, I could see all three guys taking a snap this year. You know, and would that be a bad thing for your football team?
I'm looking at the DJ Bean headline at the bottom of our screen on our simulcast. Says adding Cam Newton isn't an indictment of Jarrett Stidham. I haven't read the story, so let me react to the headline. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because if they felt great about Jarrett Stidham, they're not going out shopping for Cam Newton. So I don't think the enthusiasm of us and fans about Stidham, and maybe that's a lot of wishful thinking probably on our part, because we want the Patriots to be the best possible team and they just lost the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't think the enthusiasm of those on the outside for Stidham is matched internally. And I think it is an indictment. I think he's not ready and he's not their guy right now.
I keep watching this shirtless video of Cam Newton lifting weights and his thing. I just want to go. Makes me want to lift weights now. I haven't wanted to lift weights in a while.
Maybe you guys work out in together. You can invite him over to the basement.
Like, Hardy, when's the last time you want to lift weights? Don't put your head in a swivel in there. I see you in a studio.
You're so enamored with how guys look. Like like whether it's Josh Gordon, it's like he looks so good. He's got, you know, look at his body. It's nice. I mean, I suppose it speaks to like some level of work ethic, but does it matter at all?
No. I mean, I played with a...
Brady look with his shirt off?
Terrible. Peyton Manning had like a barrel chest.
Right.
Bledsoe had one shoulder 2 inches lower than the other.
Yeah.
Had one nipple pointing forward, the other one pointing left.
Like, I mean, what do you care?
Yeah.
But you care. You care deeply with how these guys look.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the like WWE factor. I don't know. He looks just badass.
Okay.
Just Superman. You know, just, I don't know. It's the ego. I don't know. I'm not like an ego guy.
You're definitely yelling Superman at one point this season, Zoe.
Shut up, Jim.
On the broadcast,
I'm doing my calls, okay? Don't be preempting things and getting stuff in my head. I get all confused. I get too much stuff coming at me. That's got to be organic.
Yeah, as soon as he does that thing with his chest where he pulls the thing open, you're going to yell Superman.
Yeah.
Hey, this news today of Cam Newton also happened to coincide with a report last night. Not an official announcement as of right now. At least I haven't seen one from the league yet. I haven't seen an official announcement from the NFL, but it happened to coincide with yet another punishment for the Patriots breaking rules and taping. Again, yes, that happened last night, too. We're not going to ignore that story today. We will get to that coming up right after headlines in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.